Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Megillah. We find ourselves on Daf Chavchet Amud Aleph, that's 28a, and we are about 11 lines down from the top, right in the middle of the line. This series of recordings is a joint project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf Hashua Foundation. What we've been discussing is a series of agadic anecdotes about a length of days in which the students ask certain rabbis, why did you merit to live a long life? And the way in which they seem to answer that is that there are certain mitzvot or certain practices that they did which are connected to either mitzvot or prohibitions, but that they feel particularly proud of the way in which they extended it or that they made that a special part of their practice. So we had at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Bet, we had a mnemonic, Zalpan, which stood for four rabbis, Rabbi Zakkai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Preda, and Rabbi Nechunya ben Akaneh. And each one of them had certain practices that they were especially proud of. Rabbi Zakkai had said that he never davened close to where he urinated, and that he never called a friend by a nickname, and that he was very scrupulous to always do kiddush with wine on Friday nights. Rabbi Elazar said that he never used a shul or a base medrash as a shortcut, you know, to shortcut through the shul, that he never walked over the heads of his students to get to his place, and that he never did the blessing of the Kohanim without a bracha. The last one was Rabbi Preda, who said that he was always the first person in the Beit HaMidrash, that he never took the benching, either according to Rashi, Birkat HaMazon, or according to Tosfot, perhaps the first Aliyah, before a Kohen. He never took that, even though he was a big Talmud Chacham, that he never went first. He always deferred to a Kohen. That he never ate from an animal that had not had its matnot kahuna, its gifts to the Kohen, donated. And that, I skipped one more. Oh, that's all of them, yes. Now we come to the fourth one in the mnemonic, Zalpan. The nun stands for Nechunya ben Akaneh. Sha'alu talmidav et Rabbi Nechunya ben Akaneh. Bameh ha'arachta yamim. What do you attribute your length of days to? Amar lehem, he said to them. He also gives a list of three. All of these are lists of three. Miyamai, my whole life, lo nitkabadti bikalon chaverai. I never honored myself by denigrating my friends. Velo alta almitati kililat chaverai, and I never let the curse of my friend go up on my bed. Well, the Gemara will explain what that means. And lastly, he says, uvatran b'mamoni hayiti, and I was someone who did not care about my own money. I was willing to spend my own, to give up on my own money. So the Gemara explains each one. Lo nitkababti b'kalon chaverai. What does it mean that I didn't honor myself at my friend's expense? Ki hadu Rav Huna. Like the story of Rav Huna, where Rav Huna was dare mara akatve, he was carrying an axe or a spade on his shoulder. So it was a heavy implement, and he was, you know, it's menial labor, and Rav Huna is an important sage. Rav Chana bar Chanilai. So when Rav Chana bar Chanilai saw that Rav Huna was doing menial labor, he offered vika darmine. He took the axe from him and put it on his own shoulders so that he could show respect to Rav Huna by carrying the axe for him. Amar le, Rav Huna said to him, I rigilat didarit bimataich. If you are used to or in the habit of carrying an axe on your shoulder in your city, dare, then carry it. Ve'ilo, and if not, if you're not used to carrying an axe, itiakure ana, then I am honoring myself, biziluta didach, by demeaning you, by forcing you to do my menial labor, lo nichali, and that is not comfortable for me. So what he means is not that he actually actively demeaned someone or was mean to someone, but only that he didn't allow others to debase themselves in order to honor him. Velo alta almitati kilalat chaverai. What does it mean that I never let my friend's curse go up on my bed? Kiha de Marzutra, this is like the teaching of Marzutra, which is a famous teaching. Kihava salik lepuria, when he would go up into his bed, Omar, he would say, Shari le mare lechol man de tzaran. I forgive anyone who insulted me or hurt me today. So he would wait all day to see if the person would come to apologize to him, but if they didn't, he would preemptively forgive them so that they didn't need to do tshuva in his bed at night. So this was his practice, was to forgive everyone at the end of the day. And finally, uvatran b'mamoni hayiti, I was not so careful with my money. So Amar Mar, as Mar said, we have a teaching from Baba Vatra, Iov vatran b'mamoni hava. This is like the biblical figure Job. We have a tradition that he was also loose with his money. What does it mean? Shaya maniach pruta lechenvani mimamone. He would always leave an extra pruta for a shopkeeper from his own money. And this is kind of like a tip, but he would leave a little bit of extra money, perhaps in case he underpaid, or perhaps just to, you know, honor the shopkeeper, or to be nice, or to say, like, I would rather spend a little extra money than make someone angry at me. So those were his three things. Now, in theory, that should be the end, because the mnemonic only had four rabbis, but we do have an alternative version of Rabbi Nechunya. Sha'al Rabbi Akiva at Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol. Here we have the story of Rabbi Akiva asking Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol, who presumably is the same Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanem, and he asks him the same question, Bameh arachta yamim, why do you have length of days? So this seems to be an alternative version of the last one, of the nun. And this story is quite different. When Rabbi Akiva asks Rabbi Nechunya, and it seems like they didn't know each other, because when he asks him this question, Atu Gavzei, or Guazei, his personal attendees, he had some servants who attended to his needs, become machile. They came and they attacked Rabbi Akiva. They slapped him, that they thought he was being chutzpidik. Rashi says that it sounded as if he was begrudging him his length of days. Like, how did you get to be so old? In some disrespectful way. So they come and they slap him. Salik, so he runs away, Yativ Aresha Didikla, and he has to climb up a tree to get away from the servants of Rabbi Nechunya. So he climbs up a palm branch, which is hard for other people to climb up. I guess he got up there where he was safe from the servants. And then he calls down from the top of the tree, Amar Le, he says to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Im Ne'mar Keves Lama Ne'mar Echad. And what he does is he yells down to him a legitimate halacha question, the kind of question you would ask in the Beit Midrash if you were asking your rabbi a learning question. So he shouts down from the top of the tree. It says in Parsha Pinchas, Et HaKeves Echad Taseh BaBoker, that for the daily sacrifice, you should take one keves, one sheep, and then you should take another sheep for the afternoon sacrifice. So his question is, if it says keves, I know that it's one sheep. Why does it have to say Et HaKeves HaEchad, the one sheep? It seems like an unnecessary use of the language of one. So that was the question. So when he asked him this question, Amar Lahu, Rabbi Nechunya says to his servants, Surba Merabananhu, he goes, wait a minute, he's actually a scholar. He's not just some annoying paparazzi guy or somebody pestering me with questions. He is actually a rabbinic scholar. Shavkuhu, leave him alone. So then they stop trying to smack him and beat him up. And presumably then he's able to come down from the tree. So when he comes down from the tree, I'm just assuming, Amar Lei, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana says to him, Echad, he answers the question. Why does it say, Et HaKeves Echa Echad? Why does it say one sheep? Miyuchad Shebe'edro. Of course we know that it's only one sheep, but it teaches us an additional teaching that it has to be the best sheep from that flock that you offer for the karbon, for the sacrifice. So he answers them that question, and since he answered him that question, he goes back and answers the question that he asked him before, and he explains why did to what does he attribute his length of days? Amar Lei, miyamai, my whole life, lo kibalti matanot, I never accepted gifts, vilo amati al midotai, and I never was insistent on my attributes, which means here, as Rashi explains, that he wasn't insistent on retribution, on payback. If someone did something bad to him, he didn't insist on having to do it back to them. Uvatran b'mamoni hayiti, and I was not careful with my money. So the last of the three, Vatran b'mamoni, is the same in both versions. The other two are different, but they are interestingly related. In the first version, he said, Miyamai lo nitkabati bikalon chavirai. I never honored myself at my friend's expense. And here it says, Miyamai lo kibalti. The nitkabati sounds a little bit like kibalti. So it's the same language, it's the same sound. And in the second one, it says, Velo alta al mitati kililat chavirai. That my friend's curse never went up into my bed. And here it says, "Velo amati al midotai." So instead of saying "alta al mitati," it says "midotai," or maybe it's been meant to be "midoti." So "mita" and "mida" sound similar. So that's why these two traditions, based on, were similar teachings that maybe somebody heard a little bit differently, but they're meant to be one teaching. They're just two versions of it. Okay. The Gemara goes on to explain each one. We are 2, 4, 6 lines up in the skinny lines. It's actually from, if you count from where the skinny lines stop, it's only 4 lines up, so I apologize. Lo kibalti matanot. What does it mean that he didn't accept gifts? Kihad Rebbe Lazar. Like the story of Rebbe Lazar. Kihava mishadre le matanot mi benesia. When they would send gifts from the house of the exilarch to Rebbe Lazar, they would send him gifts. Lo hava shakil, he wouldn't take them. He refused the gifts. Ki hava mizamnele, when they would invite him to parties or to events at the exilarch's house. Lo hava azil, he wouldn't go. Amar lahu, he said to them, he would send back when they sent him an invitation. Lo nicha luchu de'echya, don't you care that I should live? I want to, remember, this is in the context of people living a long life. He said, don't you want me to live? Dichtiv, and it's written, so ne matanot yichya, the person who hates gifts is the one who will live. And if I keep accepting your invitations and your gifts, I won't live. That's what he would send back to them in kind of a saucy way. Rabbi Zeira, as opposed to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Zeira ki havi mishadri le mi benisia, when they would send gifts from the exilarch's house, lo hava shakil, he didn't take them. But ki havi mizamni le, when they would invite him to events, Azil, he would go. Amar, he said, Itiakure dimitiakri be. By honoring me, I'm bringing them honor. So he felt that as long as it wasn't for his own honor, but it was for their honor, that it was fine. And the second one that Rabbi Nechunya says is, Velo amati al midotai. I didn't make sure to pay back anybody who did me bad. I didn't pay them back. So Amar Rava, as Rava says, Kol hamavir al midotav. Anyone who is like this, who is able to forgive and forget, ma'avir mimenu kol psha'av. So what Hashem does for him is they remove from him all of his own, negligent actions. Shenemar, as it says, nosei avon ve'over al pesha. In the 13 attributes of mercy in Shemot, it says that Hashem is one who forgives sin, nosei avon ve'over al pesha, and he passes over those things which were done negligently. So, and there's a slight problem in the girsa here. I'm going to read it the way that the Gra amends it. So the Gra says, "Lemi she'over al pesha," to one who passes over someone else's negligences, "nosei avon." That's the one that Hashem forgives his sins. That's how the Gra reads it. You have to flip the words around a little bit. And that ends our section. There is one additional rabbi who is asked about length of days, and we will cover that in our next recording. Have a wonderful day.